From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Toward the end of a State of the Union address that focused on jobs and the economy, President Obama had this to say.
This year, I will work with Congress and our military to finally repeal the law that denies gay Americans the right to serve the country they love because of who they are.
The president was talking about the 1993 law known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell that prohibits gays from serving openly in the military. NPR's Tom Bowman reports on just how hard it'll be to change.
President Obama has vowed to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell before. So last night, gay rights advocates like Aubrey Sarvis were hoping for something more.
I would have liked to have heard more specifics.
Sarvis heads the Service Members Legal Defense Network, a group created to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
But we've come to learn in the past year that that's not the president's style.
One person taking the lead in Congress is Representative Patrick Murphy. He's a Pennsylvania Democrat and Iraq War veteran. Murphy says Don't Ask, Don't Tell is forcing good people out of the ranks. Helicopter mechanics, Arab linguists, medics, at a time when polls show strong support inside the military for repeal. But Murphy lacks enough support in Congress. He has 187 supporters to change the law, but he needs dozens more for a majority.
Washington, though, is a tough place to make change happen.
There's no Senate sponsor for this. Doesn't that tell you that it does lack political support?
I think Congress needs to get a backbone. It's up to Congress to overturn that law. It's not even the president's responsibility.
Congress is looking to the military for advice, but the Joint Chiefs are decidedly cool to repealing the law while fighting two wars. They fear allowing gays to serve openly could harm morale, even cause some sergeants and officers to resign. Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said last year he favors a go-slow approach, even if Don't Ask, Don't Tell comes to an end.
Should this occur, I think we need to implement in a way that recognizes the challenges and the stress that we're under right now.
The White House is looking at several options. One calls for attaching the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell to the annual defense bill, a measure Congress must pass. Another option, keep the law, but carried out in a more humane way. That means making it harder to kick someone out just for being gay. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.